You're listening to Encounter, a daily podcast of sacred and mindful meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Have you ever been around close friends that just seem to always bring out the best in you? Friends with whom you felt total freedom to be yourself. Friends who overlook your failures and tolerate your successes. Well, Thomas Aquinas once wrote that there is nothing on this earth more to be prized than true friendship. But that was before Facebook came along and allowed us to friend everything. I truly hope the theme of this guided audio meditation from John chapter 15 will remind you of the gift God offers in having true friends, and how He offers a guide to discovering true friendship when you consider His Son, Jesus. So to begin your meditation, just start to settle into wherever you are. Feel your body relax into wherever you're sitting. Your eyes closing through a soft gaze as you feel natural and at ease, like being in the presence of close friends. As you become more at ease, listen and join in this responsive prayer from Psalm chapter 9. Just respond softly with, "Jesus, you are a friend to sinners. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds." Respond softly with, "Jesus, you are a friend to sinners. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High." Respond softly, "Jesus, you are a friend to sinners. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. Jesus, you are a friend to sinners. For you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. Jesus, you are a friend to sinners." So pause here now and continue in quiet reflection as God transforms and renews your mind to the love and friendship of Christ. Now let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of ease and comfort, as you would feel with a close friend. Just talk, maybe cry or laugh, or just be quiet and still, but pray in the presence of your divine friend. Oliver Wendell Holmes was a Supreme Court justice in the early 1900s. He once wrote about friendship that fame is the scentless sunflower, but friendship is the breathing rose. So take time here in continued meditation, being mindful of God's friendship as you breathe. If they weren't before, close your eyes now. Simply take note of your breathing, slow, deep breathing. Let your stomach expand and shrink back down with each peaceful breath. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that rhythm. Inhale slowly through your nose. Now, as you imagine this sweet smell of friendship, the fragrant aroma of the presence of God, sweet in every fold. Thinking silently about the friendship of God, whispering silently as you breathe, Jesus, you are a friend to me, a sinner. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, breathing the sweet rose of God's friendship, remembering that Jesus is your friend and you are a sinner. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? How are you aware of His friendship? What sounds and smells or even tastes do you notice that remind you of Him and His friendship? Your mind may wander, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the simple act of noticing Him. No judgment here, no condemnation. As your mind wanders from His friendship, let that be your reminder to return to an awareness of Him. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. And don't analyze too carefully for now. Just simply listen for a gift from the Holy Spirit, one from John chapter 15, verse 13, from the English Standard Version. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? How are you more present and aware of God from this passage? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Just rest here in the ease of remembering what Christ has sacrificed to be your friend. Listen once again to a wider perspective from the New Living Translation. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? will remain in meditation as you let those words continue to put you at ease. Just let your mind drift through the imagery of His friendship. Listen now to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. Listen for words of God's love and friendship of you through Christ. If you keep my commandments and obey my teaching, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. I have told you these things so that my joy and delight may be in you, and that your joy may be made full and complete and overflowing. This is my commandment, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, just as I have loved you. No one has greater love nor stronger commitment than to lay down his life for one's friends. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, just see yourself sitting with your closest friends right now. Where are you? Around a fire? Maybe a table in someone's home? A restaurant? How many of them are there? Many or several? Or just a few? Or maybe just one? Your closest friend in the world. How do you feel there? Where do you feel their friendship? How does it feel inside of you? We'll explore all of your emotions as you rest at ease in the presence of your closest friends. Just feel how your body changes as you remember. Are you smiling? Maybe easy breathing? Maybe even a tear? We'll take all the time you need. As you were present in your imagination with your closest friends, discern God's presence and provision in your life now, here. Is it possible for you to experience those same emotions towards Christ? Remaining with Him, experiencing the joy and delight of being with Him, feeling full, complete, and overflowing in His presence, loving Him without motive, seeking the best, and willing to do anything for Him. Experience Him now in that way, as your most true and closest friend. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of friendship towards Christ. Let that be your meditation, whether you're starting your day or preparing for sleep, to approach Christ as a friend as he approaches you. And let me pray that your friendship with Christ remains true, that you remain with him, that you experience the joy and delight of being with him, that you feel full and complete and overflowing in his presence. Loving him without motive, seeking the best, and willing to do anything for him. So may he bless you and protect you. May the Lord your friend smile on you and be gracious to you. And may he show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Now, today or in the days ahead, you will surely need a friend. In those moments, most assuredly, thank God for the friends he's given you. But remember, too, the eternal divine friend that brought you your earthly friends. Turn to him as you turn to them. And consider, too, how you can be a friend to others as Christ has been a friend to you. Is there any greater calling? So when you're ready, be intentional soon to get together and find time to laugh, reminisce, and maybe cry with Christ, your closest friend. Seeking that greatest of all prizes as you encounter a God who is truly a friend.